Good morning. My guest this morning is James Gore, whom you will know as the supervisor for the North County, one of the two supervisors for the North County. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Roland. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. You are talking about the Russian River confluence. So tell us.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be here with you. Some of your listeners might remember that Bruce Robinson last year covered extensively something called the Russian River Headwaters to Ocean Descent.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a group of us, aka a scouting party of government, nonprofit, private business, farmers, tribes, all got together and we floated the entire 110-mile stretch of the Russian River. And what we did is we used it as an opportunity to say, what is it that's limiting this watershed, which is our county resource? We don't have a county without it. What is limiting this watershed from being truly healthy?
Oh,
and you know what we find out is that it's the fact that in Sonoma County, while we have abundance of partners, of organizations, of restoration dollars, of science, of all these other things, is you know what? We're still siloed up and nobody's working together to actually get something done. So I'm just excited to bring all these people together through something we're calling the Russian River Confluence, March 24th at Schoen Farm, and celebrate, number one, the watershed, reconnect to what it means to be there in terms of agriculture, art, culture, business, or what have you.
Great.
And then set a vision for the future on what we need to achieve to make sure it's vibrant.
Well, do you think that we can get that given the state of national politics at the moment?
I couldn't be more optimistic or enthusiastic about it. If anything has been taught to us by what's going on at the national level, it's come back local. We own our futures from here out. No matter what the Trump administration does or the Obama administration did, really, what comes back to our watershed, our community, our economy is what we do here.
That's right.
And I think there's a lot of people who are reminding themselves of that, partly because it's frustrating to listen to the news.
Right.
And
you
so
don't
you come back
more of that.
Yeah, and you say, well, what's getting built next to me? How come I can't swim in my stinking river?
Right.
You know, what's going on with my life around me? And this is it. If we can't do it here Sonoma County, with these kind of partners, we can't do it anywhere.
And I
say we can.
It seems to me that if you multiply that reality by the number of communities like this there are in the United States, you have some idea of what the answer to anything that an administration might lay on you is right here.
I think we all need to choose that no matter what's going on outside of us, we can't be defeatist in nature. That is anti-human condition and California and Sonoma County and other places. So, you know, it's in our hands. If we fail, it's our own fault. It's not somebody off in D.C. or whatever. You know, I worked for the Obama administration. I led conservation programs and was a presidential appointee. It was awesome. But in some ways in D.C., it was like having pixie dust, throwing money in different places.
Uh-huh.
I'm a county supervisor where I was born and bred. You know,
That's great.
To try and help and save the watershed that I grew up swimming in. What an awesome opportunity to be here.
So what do people do if they're interested?
Well, I think the first thing is to realize that this is not about projects or policies. This is about a movement. We are reconnecting and refreshing our relationship with our watershed. Even if we put all the money in the world into the Russian River and we didn't change our relationship with it to a real regenerative nature, we'd just be in the same problem 20, 30 years from now.
That's right.
So it's time for us to change our focus and reengage with it. Go to the RussianRiverConfluence.org. Check out what we're doing. We're bringing everybody together. We're going to set a vision that we can track ourselves towards in the future. We're going to stop investing in problems and start collaborating on solutions. Let's go.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so
much. And once again, it is RussianRiverConfluence.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.